Welcome to this week's Inspire Business audio blog. Do you measure twice and cut once? One of the more difficult tasks our clients encounter is how to accurately measure the impact of change in their business. Change is hard. Measuring and quantifying the full impact of those changes can be even more challenging. The first quarter is a great time for businesses to start making changes. They've set their goals for the year, and they're all gung-ho to put them into motion. We currently have a number of clients who are doing some combination of adding new locations, adding management and entry-level employees, or restructuring their current teams. In addition, most of them have process initiatives they're working on to improve workflow and efficiencies. Change is all around their business, which is great, but it can also be a problem if it's not handled correctly. Measure twice and cut once. It's an old English proverb. If you've ever spent any time working with a carpenter, you've probably heard this statement. It literally means exactly what it says. Double-check your length before cutting. If you cut the board too short, you can't reattach and expect to have the same strength. Cutting it too long is safer, but if you cut it too long, you still waste time because now you have to go back and cut it again. In business, this proverb can have a number of meanings. Let's address two of them. The first is planning. The most obvious is taking the time to plan before you make a change. Discuss the objectives and goals before you start making change. That's measuring twice. When you do start making the changes, don't make so many at one time that you can't quantify what's driving the impact of your change. It isn't always possible to make a single change at a time, but too many changes at once make it difficult to discern exactly what is giving you the best return on your investment. That's cutting once. The second one is communication. Effective communication is at the heart of most successful businesses. During times of change, clear communication is important. If you expect your team to understand the objectives for your business, in the heat of battle, it is easy to say something you later wish you wouldn't have said. The more you have going on, the greater the chances for this to happen. Think measure twice before you bark out a command or fire off an email. Try to pause just long enough to make sure you really want this to be your message before you say or send it. That's cutting once. If you think about it, you can easily come up with several other places to apply the measure twice and cut once proverb. Interactions with customers, vendors, and in your personal life. But in business, these two should be near the top of the list. What about your company? What about your business? How would you rate yourself? Do you spend a lot of time trying to glue wood back together? Are you moving with so much caution that you have to recut your board multiple times before it fits? As always, we love to hear your thoughts in the space below. I'm Chris Steinlogge with Aspire Business Development, and thanks for listening.